All right, guys, I'm back for another one. Let's talk about Cacho Sol Blanco. I already did one on the Epic. This tequila is a great tequila made by Jimmy Salsa, 1522 Nam at the Amatatan. And this is a really great tequila. Monty, the owner of this brand, had such a great idea coming into this from the beer industry. He hasn't just created a tequila. He's created an experience, and that experience is located in Saliacita, Mexico, in Nayarit, just outside of Puerto Vallarta. He opened the Turbanas, which is a distillery where they actually make ricea, and ricea is another agave spirit that we're going to have on the show soon. But Cacho Sol was his tequila brand, his tequila thought. He had the idea of doing something completely special. So he met with Jimmy Salsa and said, hey, look, I want to use these agaves that I'm growing in Nayarit. Let's cook it in the low pressure autoclave, the way you know how to do it, low and slow, and the pressure that makes them so juicy. Let's run it through the roller mill. Let's twice distill it like normal. Let's do wild fermentation in those big stainless steel tanks there in 1522. But let's also add some IPA yeast, which is what he brought to the party being in the beer industry for all of those years. So this tequila is really something special and different with agaves from a different region and then a different type of yeast involved in the fermentation. Let's try it out and see what we got. I did already do an interview with Monty where he explains the process. I've also done a review of the Epic Strength, which is a phenomenal tequila. This one's coming in at your standard 40 ABV. So just your normal Blanco. Let's give it a nose. You get the cooked agave. You get a little bit of funkiness on this one. And I pick up a lot of minerality just right in the nose. In the taste, I get the cooked agave like normal, but I get something a little different. The sweetness is a little stronger in this one with a little bit more of a spice and a fruitiness that I don't normally pick up in a Valles tequila. It also is a little bit more citrusy. So I don't know if that's coming from those agaves from Nayarit or is it coming from the IPA yeast? The finish is a little bit short, but it has a nice spiciness to it with some vegetal notes and some minerality and a little bit of pepper. Second taste, the vegetalness, the minerality of this one is really good. I get a little bit of like wet earth. I get a little bit of green pepper, so it's a little bit more green in the second taste. And the finish comes on a little bit longer and a little more peppery. And honestly, has a little teeny bit of cinnamon and a little bit of spearmint in the flavor of the finish. This is a great tequila, and this is a great experience. I can't wait to be there. We're stopping by when we go down in August. We're going to visit Saliacita. We're going to the Turbanas. We're going to drink that ricea right out of that still, and I can't wait. And then we're going to go back and spend a couple of days with Jimmy at 1522 and watch them make this tequila. So Cacho Sol Blanco, go to their website. Check it out. If you're heading to Puerto Vallarta, I strongly suggest heading up to Saliacita and going to see this Turbanas and how they make this tequila. Watch the video I did with Monty. He actually walks us through the Turbanas and shows us not only the stills and the tanks, but also the big giant hole in the ground where they cook all of their agaves. So check it out. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great night.